From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry will try to sell the Iranian nuclear deal to the American public today with appearances on all the major television news talk shows. Meantime, President Obama says the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before.
We have before us a historic opportunity to pursue a safer, more secure world for our children. It might not come around again in our lifetimes. That's why we're going to seize it today and keep America a beacon of hope, liberty, and leadership for generations to come.
Mr. Obama said that without the Iran deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region in the world. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal, saying it is not a signal of cooperation with the U.S. and its allies on other issues. Officials are saying a series of morning blasts today rocked a Gaza district, wounding two people, destroying at least five cars belonging to Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, pictures at the scene of one of the blasts showed the Islamic State group's flag painted on a wall. The blasts come amid a power struggle between Hamas and Islamist extremist groups in Gaza. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, most of them Saudis, on Saturday with suspected links to the Islamic State militants. They are accused of two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari begins a four-day visit to Washington today. Threat posed by Boko Haram expected to top the agenda when he meets with President Obama. U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the Boko Haram militants. This is VOA News.